The next coach on the teleconference is Michigan State's Mark D'Antonio. Michigan State visits Nebraska on Saturday, a noon Eastern time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions?
We'll go straight to questions.
We'll take those now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, if there are no questions in the queue, following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Sam McEwen, Omaha World Herald.
Hey, Coach, based on what you've seen on film and maybe heard from other coaches in the league, how good is Adrian Martinez at Nebraska?
He looks like he's every good as advertised. You know, I think that obviously he's got the ability to move. He's a run threat every time he touches the ball. And he's distributed the ball, you know, around the field. And it's not just going to his two favorite receivers. And for a true freshman, I think he's playing at an extremely high level. Very productive.
Have you, based on what you've seen on film, is there a comparison piece that you've seen in the Big Ten in recent years that seems similar?
I'd have to go back a ways, but you know, Braxton Miller, you know, that type of guy sort of comes to mind a little bit because he is a threat running the football, such a threat, and they have called runs for him. And then he does throw the ball down the field pretty effectively, and he can scramble. So, you know, maybe Braxton maybe his sophomore year, that type of thing. But you know, you throw him in there with a lot of great quarterbacks from this league. So I'm just trying to – things are going through my head. So that's where I'm at.
Thank you.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Mark, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, you've been in this conference long enough to know to see trends. It seems to me this is one of the more inconsistent years from week to week. I don't know if you agree with that when you look at scores and outcomes. This, what is going on? Is it parity coming into play? Is it just maybe an injury here or there? It's just an odd thing. A team seems to rise up and then gets knocked off, or a team you think can't win somehow does.
Well, I think it's credit. It's a credit to the conference in general. I'd say consistently tough rather than inconsistent. I think everybody's got a plan. Very well coached. I've always thought that there are outstanding coaches in this conference and outstanding players that play at a high level. They're able to recruit nationally. And pretty much like you said, you know, there's great venues that you go to play in, and everybody has the ability to play, you know, and make plays, and it becomes very tight games, and these games hang on inches, and they hang on a variety of things from how it's officiated, how it's played. There's so many different denominators that can enter into this. So, but I would agree with you. It's a very competitive league this year, and there's a lot of parity.
Thank you.
Again, if you'd like to ask a question, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thank you.